This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. New data released by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services show that there were fewer than 65,000 babies born in Wisconsin in 2017. It's the first time since the early 1970s that the number of births dipped those levels. Our next guest is here to talk about those figures and what they mean for the future of the state. David Egan Robertson is an applied demographer with the University of Wisconsin Applied Population Laboratory and UW-Madison's Department of Community and Environmental Sociology. David, welcome back to Central Time.
Well, thanks for having me back.
All right, I hear this raw number now, very low number of births going back to the 70s, but I've got to imagine our population is higher now than it was then. So if I'm doing the math right, that means the birth rate is dropping even more compared to the early 70s.
That's right. Yeah, in addition to the state falling for the first time below 65,000 births since the early 70s. A common rate we calculate is called the total fertility rate, and that takes into account, it's kind of a one-number summary as to what's going on in each calendar year, taking the number of births divided by women in different age ranges, of particularly during the reproductive years, or age 15 through 44 in particular. So that rate has actually also fallen below 1.8, and that is as low as it's been since about 1983. Both the number of births has fallen 10%, and the rate as well has fallen about 10%.
Now, with demography, I mean, this is the sum total of lots and lots of individual decisions and choices and variations. But big picture, do we have ideas about why this birth rate and the number of births have gone down?
Yeah. I mean, those of us who do applied demography, we're a bit like, tugboats, and we're pushing ocean liners, you know? It kind of has that feeling, is that, you know, we're just really observing sort of these broad, national patterns, in some way, really international patterns. There's been some research recently that's actually come out of retirement center. They were actually looking at fertility, which sounds a little unusual, but they are also looking at, okay, how many people are we going to have in the future to support the Social Security program? And two interesting findings that they came up with is, in particular, what has reduced the rate, especially nationally — they were doing obviously a national level study — was the drop in the fertility rate among Hispanics or Latinos, and as well, what they're finding is that as American society becomes more secular, a large influence on the birth rate is just people who no longer say that they are affiliated with any religion.
And I should ask, you just mentioned the national trends. Are we unique and weird here in Wisconsin with what we're seeing? Are we tracking what's going on around the country pretty well?
No. I mean, not at all. I mean, yeah, the number of births have fallen. What demographers are using currently as kind of a high water mark was the year 2007, which was the year before the Great Recession started, both in Wisconsin and in the United States. That was like a high point of births. And so Wisconsin has fallen by 11% since 2007 in the number of births, but nationally it's been a 9% drop. We have a lot of company out of the 50 states plus District of Columbia, 49 states are actually had fewer births in 2017 than they did in 2007.
Is it common to see an economic downturn affect demography like this, affect the number of births?
Yes. Oh, yes, it's very common. And sort of peculiarity with the most recent recession, generally when economic recessions happen, there was one, in the famous Rust Belt recession that particularly affected the upper Midwest back in the late 70s and early 80s, a recession in the early part of the 2000s, fertility rates dropped. But then once the economy improved, fertility rates started going up again. What's been unusual in the last 10 years since the Great Recession is the fertility rates never rebounded. So it's been something, it's been a conundrum for those of us who particularly are trying to take fertility rates and trying to do projections into the future, because this is a pattern that just is really basically unknown in any prior history for us.
I saw some longer term trends. I think this is national trends in an older piece that you had done. And we saw the birth rate being pretty high in the baby boom. I guess no surprise there. And it really stabilized, and it never bounced back up from that that really intense period of people having a lot of kids, I guess.
Right. Yeah. The baby boom period, which for demographers, it started in 1946, the first year after World War II, and extended to 1964. And what happened after the war was, it was true in Wisconsin and nationally, the number of births increased like 20% in 2 years. So, for example, Wisconsin went from, I think it was about 60,000 births in 1945 to 83,000 births in 1947. And to think about the population, the state was much smaller at that point. So the birth rates were much higher. And at its highest peak in Wisconsin, that total fertility rate that I talked about, got up over 4 in 1960.
Talking to David Egan Robertson, applied demographer at the UW Applied Population Laboratory, looking at birth rates here in Wisconsin. The number of births last year, or in 2017, I should say, the lowest since the early 1970s. We're looking at why that is and some of what that's going to mean for the future. Now, David, I know we've talked in the past. You're agnostic about the meaning of this. You don't say it's good or bad when we see birth rates go up or down. But let's talk about some of the possible consequences. One you were touching on earlier, Wisconsin's labor force, retirement communities wondering, okay, in 20 years or whatever, are we going to be able to hire people to work for us?
Right. Yeah. And one thing that we've particularly noticed at the Applied Population Lab, another program that we offer are school enrollment projections for public school districts, mostly in Wisconsin, some in Illinois. But what we've seen in doing these projections just the last couple of years is the lower birth counts that have occurred since the Great Recession. Those young children are now starting to enter, school age, kindergarten through about second grade. And so when we're looking at the a district's history, we can already see those declines happening for school districts. And certainly you start looking a little further down the road, think about high school graduates probably out, in the middle part of next decade. Things should stay fairly steady till about 2025 or 26. But beyond that, we'll start seeing fewer high school graduates. And again, sort of the long the labor force issues, that gets a lot tied up, of course, with public policy as to, what are we actually going to do about immigration in particular? And, that gets into a national policy issue. We look at our work as demographers as sort of here, we want to inform the policy, but we let other people make those choices.
And do our school districts looking for this kind of demographic information to have plans for 5, 10, 15 years to know roughly how many kids are going to have entering school?
Oh, yeah. It's a very serious issue. I mean, it's, as I said, statewide, the number of births over the last 10 years fell about 11%. But you look at it out at some rural counties, it's down as much as 25 or even 30% in some counties. And so there are school districts that are looking at, okay, can we keep, and particularly rural districts tend to be very spread out. People want to keep, school districts in their villages. And in some cases, they may be looking at, okay, we have 4 or 5 elementary schools in our district. Can we really keep those all open? We've had a couple districts over sort of in suburban Milwaukee area, elementary districts that have recently merged because, in part, I think, because possibly they were looking at a decline in enrollment in coming years.
I'm going to dig deeper into some of those rural numbers. That was a huge drop you were talking about in birth rates. How much of that is because declining fertility, we're having fewer babies? versus there are fewer young people of prime childbearing age still in those communities.
Oh, that's very much a large part of it. Yeah, an effect of the Great Recession, and again, something there's been some recovery, but not a lot that we're seeing. And we're talking about 10 years out, really, or 8 years out, 8 to 9 years out since the official end of the recession. In particular, there's still areas that are struggling, and one in particular, there are a lot of rural counties in Wisconsin that may have a small sort of central city or village, and 5,000-10,000 people, and some sort of historical manufacturing base. A lot of those counties are still struggling to sort of either keep up their population or to get enough in-migration of young people. That is still an issue, right? If you don't have sort of families moving in, sort of the prime ages of sort of 25 to 34, it's very hard for the number of children to also grow in those areas.
We've talked about state and national numbers. You mentioned global trends as well. And I've heard stories anecdotally about places like Japan or Hungary, other countries worried about the replacement rate. Are they going to have enough? Because Russia, I think, is another one. Are there countries around the world that you're watching and seeing similar things happen to what we're seeing in these Wisconsin numbers?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I guess depending on your viewpoint, whether this is good or bad, that fertility rates are dropping. Our rate here and nationally, it's about 1.8 children per woman is the current total fertility rate. But if you look at, say, European countries, the European Union, for example, their average is 1.6. So that's quite a bit lower. And some countries like Italy and Spain, Portugal, I think, are down around 1.35. So they're going to struggle a lot more. Japan is around 1.4. Some countries, have more open immigration policies. For Japan, it's a serious issue because just culturally, they've never, and they're beginning now, but for a long time, they haven't been very open to outsiders coming in to be part of the workforce.
I've read a fair amount of history books, and some historians really make the point strongly. Okay, it's fun, watch the kings and queens and what they're doing. What's really driving things is these underlying demographic trends and how they are really they reshape economies. How important is it to watch what's going on with our population changes over time?
Yeah, I mean, certainly you sort of touched on this a little bit earlier. We can sort of cycle back is the labor force issues. the baby boom generation now is the oldest are 73, and sort of the youngest of that group would be about 55 now. A lot of those people are entering retirement, or they're working part time rather than full time, so that is having a big implication. The number of workers who you could say are coming into the workforce may not numerically be enough to replace those workers who are exiting for retirement. Again, we hear stories about, well, are more robotics going to be in our future?
And we should ask about the other end, I guess, of demography, death rates. What are we seeing? What's the latest you've seen in Wisconsin or around the United States when it comes to how long we're living?
Yeah. I mean, it's been an issue of great concern, particularly in the last 2 or 3 years, where for a long time, we could assume that life expectancy was increasing in the country. Certainly, there are differentials in terms of race and Hispanic origin. But generally, the pattern for decades and decades was that life expectancy was increasing. And just recently, particularly, it's very sad, the opioid epidemic, we have something like 70,000 deaths due to opioids, I believe, now annually, and just a phenomenal number when, there are 30,000 deaths due to car accidents. Things like that are really sort of impacting our overall view of, okay, how is the age distribution of the population changing? We'd hopefully would inform the policy, okay, what can be done in terms of the opioid crisis and issues like that?
Just briefly, one more point in some of the latest numbers I didn't want to pass up. Teen birth rates going down significantly, is that right?
Yes. It's pretty interesting. The rate rate since 2007 for teens in Wisconsin has dropped by about 60%. Similar at the national level, down about 56%. So that's really part of the large decline in our number of births. That actually about half of the decline, if you look from 2007 to 2017, about half of the reduction in births is actually due to, in a sense, fewer births to teens during that time period.
Interesting. David, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Oh, you're quite welcome.
David Egan Robertson is an applied demographer with the UW Applied Population Laboratory and at the UW-Madison Department of Community and Environmental Sociology. He joins today to talk about the latest data showing Wisconsin's birth rate declining over time.